Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
It's good to be in your midst again.
很高兴能来到弟兄姊妹当中。
Can we bow with a further word of prayer?
我们可不可以一起低头，我们再有一些祷告呢？
Dear Lord, we thank you for the great privilege that we have to be seated at your feet.
主耶稣何等的恩典，让我们有机会能够坐在你的脚前。
Lord, our prayer is that once again you may speak to our hearts.
我们的祷告是再一次希望你的话语能够进到我们的里面，对我们心说话。
Lord, our desire is that we may understand what is in your heart.
我们只有一个渴望，就是知道你的心意。
What is it the word that you have for your church?
你对教会的说话要说些什么？
Lord, so we pray that by your Holy Spirit, your word may be open to us this morning.
我们求你借着圣灵，把你的话语向你的教会彰显出来。
So we entrust the speaking, the translating, and the hearing into your hands.
所以我们把听的、说的、翻译的、听的都仰望在你手里。
Lord, speak, thy servants heareth.
求你借着今天的信息对我们说话。
Lord, we pray this in Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
This morning, I'd like to share with you a burden that has been in my heart.
今天早上我愿意 在弟兄姊妹当中分享有一件在我心里面负担。
Actually, approximately 6 months ago,
大概在六个月之前
the Lord blessed my wife and I with a little daughter.
神祝福我们，让我的跟我太太有一个女儿。
And at that time,
在那个时候
as we were considering what we would name her.
然后我们想到我们要怎么样给这孩子命名。
There was something that was in my heart.
有一件事情在我心里面。
And that was the place of Bethany.
那就是有个地方叫做伯大尼。
Somehow I felt that in the Gospels,
在圣经的里面让我想到
Bethany had a special place in the Lord Jesus' heart.
伯大尼对主耶稣来讲是一个很特别的一个地方。
You would often find our Lord going to Bethany.
你可以在圣经里面看，常常看到主耶稣常常到伯大尼这个地方。
And oftentimes it happened right after he went to Jerusalem.
常常发生是在他进入耶路撒冷之后，他就回到伯大尼。
The Bible would say he would return to Bethany.
圣经是这么记载的，他回到伯大尼。
Or he would stay in Bethany.
或者他留在伯大尼。
So somehow, Bethany was a special place in the heart of our Lord Jesus.
所以，就从这里我们看到伯大尼这个地方在主耶稣心里面有个特别的地位。
So my burden this morning is to share with you on this place, Bethany.
所以今天早上在我心里面有个负担，让我跟弟兄姊妹分享伯大尼。
While you may not be surprised that my daughter's name is Bethany.
当然你可以，你们不会很惊奇，我把我的女儿的命名叫做伯大尼。
Anyway, if you read in the Old Testament,
如果你读旧约圣经,
there was a theme that runs throughout the Old Testament.
在旧约的里面有一个中心的主题,
and that theme is the theme of the house of God.
那个中心的主题就是神的家。
I don't know if you remember the story of Jacob and Esau.
我不晓得你们记不记得雅各以扫的故事。
And remember how Jacob cheated his brother Esau.
当雅各欺骗他的兄长以扫的时候
He not only cheated him of his birthright
他不只是欺骗他得到他长子的名分而已
And in the end he cheated his father's blessing
到最后他还欺骗了他的父亲得到长子名分的那些一切的祝福
And of course Esau became very angry
当然我们知道以扫非常的生气
And the Bible says he wanted to kill his brother Jacob
生气到一个地步圣经记载他要杀他的弟兄
And so his mother, Rebecca, sent Jacob away.
当这个利百加知道这件事以后，赶快把雅各送出去。
And you know that the Bible says that Esau was one that loved to hunt.
你知道圣经里面记载以扫这个人是个喜欢打猎的人。
But Jacob was one that loved to be at home.
但是雅各这个人喜欢待在家里。
He was a peaceful man.
他是一个比较平和的人。
Not that being peaceful means he wasn't crafty.
当然平和不表示他不是一个狡诈的人
But he was at home thinking about all his schemes
但是他在家里面 一直思想，一直脑筋一直在转，虽然他是在家里面待着。
In today's terms, Jacob will be called or considered a mama's boy.
A mama's boy. 在今天的我们用今天的术语来讲呢。 雅各这个人就是像妈妈的宝贝一样。So
he loved to stay at home.
他待在家里。So
you know he may be 40 years old and still living with his mom.
他虽然可能已经40岁了，但还在留在家里，留在妈妈身边。I'm
sorry if there are any 40-year-olds that still living with your mom.
如果在我们当中有40岁的人还留在家里不肯出去的话，对不起啊，我不是讲你。But
in any case, that So that night when Jacob was sent away,
当那一天晚上，利百加把雅各送出离开家，然后逃命的时候，
you could imagine how lonely Jacob was that night.
你可以想象到雅各心里面是多么的孤单。He
was one that was so close to his mom.
他是一个跟他母亲非常亲近的一个人。And
the night before, he probably was sleeping on a very nice, comfortable pillow.
可能在前一晚他还住在家里面躺在那个很舒服的枕头上。But
that very lonely night,
但是他逃跑的那天晚上，他非常的孤单。
All he had for a pillow was a stone.
他能够枕头的地方不过就是一个石头而已。
So Jacob, who loved to be home,
雅各这个人喜欢待在家里。
So much understood the concept of home.
他在心里面有一个非常重要的一个观念，是有家的观念。
Became homeless that night.
但是那天晚上，他却是一个无家可归的人。
But as Jacob was the loneliest,
但是雅各是一个在心里面非常非常孤独的人。
That night, God appeared to him.
但是那天晚上，神向他显现。
And interesting enough,
很有兴趣的，很值得你注意一件事情。
Jacob discovered something.
在雅各的那天晚上，他发现了一些事情。
That when he became homeless,
当那天晚上他当无家可归的时候，他发现了一件事。
God wanted to become his home.
神要成为他的家。
So why don't we turn there?
好，我们一起翻开来。It's
in Genesis 28.
在创世纪28章。In
verse 12.
第12节。
He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on earth, with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
梦见一个梯子立在地上。 梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。And
behold, the Lord God stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants.
耶和华站在梯子以上，说我是耶和华，你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在
We'll go to 16. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
16节，雅各醒睡醒了，说耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
So the wonderful thing was that Jacob discovered that God wanted to become his house.
这件非常奇妙的事情就是雅各发现了神要成为他的家。When
Jacob became the loneliest,
当雅各在那边很孤单的时候,
God came to become Jacob's house.
神却向他显现，说让他成为他家里的一份。So
he discovered that the presence of God was the gate of heaven.
所以他发觉了这件事以后，他就说到说，神的同在，这里就是天的门。And
he discovered the house of God.
这里就是神的殿，神的家。But
interesting enough,
更有兴趣的一件事情。The
story doesn't end there.
最有趣的事情不是故事就停在那儿结束了。But
you know that Jacob later God gave him another name, and that was the name Israel.
雅各之后，神给他另外起了一个名字，叫做以色列。So
Jacob only understood that God wanted to become his house.
雅各心里面只认识一件事情，就是神要成为他的家这件事情而已。But
God wanted to reveal the whole story.
但是神要给他彰显更大的一个故事。So
to the sons of Israel,
所有的儿子从以色列出来的。So
God revealed his heart through Moses to the sons of Israel.
神向 人显现不只是从摩西出来的是以色列的子孙。
Well, let me put it this way. To Israel or Jacob, God revealed that he wanted to become his house.
从神要向人显现一件事情，从以色列从雅各出来的就是他成为他的家这件事情。
So, let me put it this way. God revealed. So let me take a step back. God revealed His plans for the tabernacle to Moses.
神向摩西借着会幕向摩西显现。
And remember how God had some elaborate plans on how to build the tabernacle.
你记得神向摩西显现要怎么样建立会幕吗？
And how the ark was going to be placed in the tabernacle.
神的约柜要放在会幕的哪些地方，哪个地方吗？
And you know that the ark speaks about the presence of God.
那约柜就代表神的同在。
And remember when the people of Israel, they were encamped.
当以色列百姓在旷野的在帐幕里的时候，
you remember how the tabernacle was in the center of all the people of Israel.
神的会幕在以色列人杂营的中间。
So what God was revealing to the children of Israel,
神向以色列百姓显现一件事情，
was that not that he wanted to dwell among them.
他不只是要住在他们中间而已。
So you see the picture?
你看在这个景象吗？
To their father,Israel, God revealed that He was going to become Israel's house.
所以从在这个他们以色列祖先里面，他就向已经向雅各显现，他要成为以色列的家。
But to the sons of Israel, He revealed how He wanted to dwell amongst the people of Israel.
但是借着以色列的子孙，他要向以色列子孙显现，他要住在以色列百姓当中。
So we see that not only was Jacob a homeless man,
不只是雅各。在那个地方，他知道他是一个无家可归的人的时候。
But God revealed that he was a homeless God.
神也向雅各显现，他自己心里面，神自己是一个无家可归的一个人。
And God wanted to dwell amongst his people.
一直等到神要住在以色列百姓当中的时候。
So you see, this is the theme.
所以你看到这就是一个主题。
So you remember when we come to David.
当我们看到大卫这个人，
Remember, David finally was able to have rest from those that persecuted him.
然后你看到大卫逃避那些要刺杀他的人，他终于有安息的时候。
So let us turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 17.
好吧，我们翻到历代志上，十七章。
1 Chronicles chapter 17 and verse 1.
十七章第一节。
And it came about when David dwelt in his house that David said to Nathan the prophet, Behold, I am dwelling in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under curtains.
十七章一节，大卫住在自己的宫中，对先知拿单说：“看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，耶和华的约柜反在幔子里。”
Verse 4. Go and tell David my servant, Thus says the Lord, You shall not build a house for me to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel to this day, but I have gone from tent to tent and from one dwelling place to another.
第四节，你去告诉我仆人大卫说，耶和华如此说，你不可建造殿宇给我居住。自从我领以色列人出埃及，直到今日，我未曾住过殿宇。乃是从这会幕到那会幕，从这帐幕到那帐幕。
Verse 10, Even from the day that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I tell you that the Lord will build a house for you.
第十节，这并不像我生命，在我命世师治理我民以色列的时候一样，我必制服你的一切仇敌，并且我耶和华应许你。必为你建立家室。
So you discover that David said he was dwelling in a house of cedar.
然后你看到这个地方，大卫住在香柏木的宫中。
But he somehow felt that the ark was just dwelling in tents.
但是他发觉那个会幕仍然在幔子里。
You know that David was able to find rest in God.
大卫在神的面前能够找到安息的那个人。
But David had a question.
但是大卫的心里面有一个疑惑。
How about God himself?
那神自己呢？
I live in this wonderful palace.
我住在一个这么美的宫殿里。
But how about God?
那神呢？
His ark is but in tents.
他的约柜是躺在幔子里。
So somehow David touched the heart of God.
所以这里我们看见大卫摸着神的心。
That God somehow longed to dwell among his people.
神愿意长久地住在他的百姓当中。
So that's why David wanted to build a house for God.
所以这是大卫的有个心意，要为神建立宫殿。
We won't go into the details.
我们不会讲很深的里面。
But we know that later on Solomon built the temple.
我们知道事后所罗门王为神建立了。
In order that God can dwell among his people.
所以因着圣殿的建立，神就住在他的百姓当中。
So we see that the theme in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约里面，我们看见一个主题，一个中心。
It's not that just God can become our home.
不只是神要成为我们的家而已。
That we can have a restful place.
我们可以有一个安息的地方。
But somehow that God is after something.
但神在那里面还有更深的心意。
He longs to dwell among his people.
他的心意乃是他能够住在他的百姓当中。
So this is the theme in the Old Testament.
所以这让我们看见在旧约里面这一贯的这中心思想就在这个地方。
And that is the house of God.
那就是神的家。
Not just that he can become our house.
不只是他能够成为我们的家而已。
But that we can become his house.
我们也能够成为他居住的地方。
So this theme runs throughout the Old Testament.
所以这件事情在旧约里面可以一直反复的看见。
But we know that it did not change in the New Testament.
这件事情在新约里也没有改变，也是一样。
So we know that when the Lord Jesus came to this earth,
所以当耶稣基督来到这世界上，
He was still seeking a place of rest.
他仍然在这个世界寻找一个他可以安歇的地方。
A place where he could call home.
一个地方他可以称为他的家的地方。
But what did John tell us?
约翰告诉我们什么呢？
John said he came to his own, but his own did not receive him.
约翰告诉我们说，他来到世界上，但是世界却不认识他。
That's right, and they rejected him.
而且遗弃他。
And ultimately crucified him.
最终把他钉在十字架上。
But the wonderful thing is this.
但是有一件很奇妙的事。
John also writes in John chapter 1.
约翰写了约翰福音第一章的里面。
He said, "In the beginning was the Word."
在第一章第一节讲到太初有道。
And the word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the word was God.
那道就是神。
But later in that chapter.
但在那后面在之后在第一章的里面。
And the word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
And dwelt among us.
住在人中间。
And we beheld his glory.
我们能够彰显他的荣光。
Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
那光就是神借着他的这样子他的独生子能够彰显出来的荣光。
The interesting thing is it said the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
那重要的是他借着道借着肉身显现住在人的中间。
That word dwelt in the original actually is the word tabernacled.
那个道呢本身在原来的意思里面讲是一个会幕。
So, in other words, the word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
这就是另外一个讲法，就是说这个道成了肉身，成为一个会幕住在我们当中。
So, do you remember the picture of God dwelling in the tabernacle amongst the people of Israel?
你记得在旧约里面神借着会幕住在以色列人的中间吗？
So, the Lord Jesus came and tabernacled among us.
所以耶稣基督今天降生在世上也是住在我们的中间。
So we know David was the man called the man after God's own heart.
大卫这个人被称为知道神心意的那个人。
So he knew that God wanted to dwell among his people.
所以他知道神要住在他的百姓当中。
But we thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus came, was the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
我们感谢主，神也借着约翰写下来道成了肉身要住在他的百姓当中。
So the question is this. If those who were his own rejected him, then where did he dwell?
那这问题就来了。如果他来到这世界上，这世界上就不接待他，那他住在哪里呢？
Okay, so this is where we continue with the story of Bethany.
所以这时候就让我们看到我们的今天的 故事就是伯大尼的故事。
Now we know that there was a special place that the Lord always would come to.
你知道在圣经里有一个很特别的地方，神一直都去的。
And we have already spoken of that often the Lord Jesus would leave Jerusalem and come to Bethany.
我们刚刚也提到，常常在圣经里我们看见。主耶稣离开耶路撒冷来到伯大尼。
Because this is a place where he found his rest.
因为这个地方是他能够找到安息的地方。
A place he felt welcome.
这个地方是他找到他能够被接纳的地方。
But who lived in Bethany?
但谁住在伯大尼啊？
We know that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus lived in Bethany.
那我们知道在圣经里面记载了 三个兄妹玛利亚、马大跟拉撒路住在伯大尼。
So why don't we read a little bit more about this story?
好吧，我们一起来读一点有关于这个故事。
And Luke chapter 10 verse 37.
路加福音第十章。路加福音第十章第三十七节。
And he said, He that showed mercy on him, and Jesus said unto him, Go and do thou likewise. Sorry, verse 38.
我们可以从38节来读，好吗？
Now as they went on their way, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and she came up to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister did leave me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me.
38节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
But the Lord answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, Thou art anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So we read how the Lord Jesus came to the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
那我们这边读到了耶稣基督怎么样进入马大、玛利亚、拉撒路的家。
And Mary was sitting at the Lord's feet, hearing his word.
玛利亚坐在耶稣脚前听他的道。
But Martha was very busy serving.
马大却是很忙碌的为侍奉这件事情忙碌。
But somehow the Lord told Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but only one thing is really important.
但是耶稣的回答是说，马大、马大，你为许许多多的事情思虑烦忧，但是有一件事情不可少的。
And Mary has chosen the good part.
玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分。
So somehow the Lord was reminding Martha.
在这个地方，我们的主提醒马大一件很重要的事情。
That she somehow was missing the most important thing.
马大好像忘掉一件很重要的事情。
She was missing sitting at the Lord's feet.
她忘了坐在主耶稣的脚前。
And somehow, she needed that. She needed to choose that better part.
在主耶稣心里面，他觉得对马大有个心意，说马大，你应该选择那更好一点的。
I don't think the Lord meant Martha, you shouldn't serve.
当然，在我们这个地方，我不觉得，耶稣说马大，你不应该侍奉我。
But in order for her to serve better, she needed to hear the Lord first.
但是为了你服事的缘故，你如果要服事更好，你应该来听听神的话。
So this is the first story.
这是我们刚刚看到的第一个故事。
So let's read the second story about this family.
然后我们看看在这个家庭里面发生了另外一件故事。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大住的村庄。
Verse 3. The sisters therefore sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.
第三节, 她的姐妹两人就打发人去见耶稣说, 主啊,
Verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
第五节, 耶稣素来爱马大和她的妹子并拉撒路。
When therefore he heard that he was sick, he abode at that time 2 days in the place where he was.
听见拉撒路病了, 就在所居住的地方, 人住了两天。
And then verse 32. Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
第32节, 玛利亚到了耶稣那里, 看见他, 就俯伏在他的脚前说, 主啊, 你若早在这里, 我兄弟必不死。
When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept.
耶稣看见他哭, 并看见与他同来的犹太人也在哭, 也哭, 就心里悲伤, 又正忧愁, 就说, 你们把他安置在哪里? 他们回答说, 请主来看, 耶稣哭了。
So the Jews were saying, See how he loved him.
犹太人就说, 你看, 他爱这人是何等的恳切。
Verse 43, When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
说了这话就大声呼叫说, 拉撒路出来。
The man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go.
那人就出来了。 手脚裹着布,
so you know that this is a story about Lazarus and how he became sick.
你看这篇故事里面就记载了拉撒路他病了。Interesting
enough, when someone came to the Lord Jesus and said, Lazarus, whom you love, is sick.
你看这个故事里面记载的是说,
Normally, if your best friend or your family member is sick and someone tells you about it,
当然, 在正常的情况来, 如果有人告诉你, 你的家人病了,
you would rush to the hospital, right?
你一定会很快地赶到医院去看他。
But interesting, the Bible says when Jesus found out that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was an extra 2 days.
这边很奇妙的一件事情让我们看见 耶稣听见他所爱的拉撒路病了，他没有马上去，他反而在他所住的那个地方又多待了两天。
And of course, I think the Lord did it on purpose.
我们相信这主耶稣在这边有一个目的。
That he wanted to let Lazarus die.
在这里面，好像主耶稣就定义要让拉撒路先死了再说。
But of course, we know that the Lord planned to do something great.
当然，我们这后面往后看，我们就发觉。
But of course, we knew it was not because the Lord did not love Lazarus. Actually, it says because Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, he stayed an extra 2 days.
但是圣经里面让我们记载，让我们看见说，因为耶稣爱马大并他妹子并拉撒路。
Somehow he wanted to show them who he really was.
在这个地方让我们看见主耶稣有个心意，就是要让他们明白，让他们看见耶稣是谁。
And we know that when Martha came, he said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died.
当我们这个地方看见，当马大来到神面前，他就说，主耶稣啊，如果你早来，我兄弟不会死啊。So
then the Lord said a few things to Mary.
但是这个时候，耶稣就对玛利亚说了一些事情。But
you know, it was interesting. It wasn't until when Mary came to the Lord.
你看这件事情很奇怪，就是让我们发现，一直等到玛利亚来到耶稣面前。And
the difference between Mary and Martha was they both came to the Lord and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
你看这件事情，虽然马大和玛利亚两个人都曾经来到主耶稣面前说，如果你早点来，我兄弟不会死。But
the difference here is that Mary fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
但是你在这个地方，让我们从圣经里面看见，玛利亚来到主面前，她是俯伏在主耶稣脚前。
And in seeing that picture and others that were with her,
你看到这个地方有其他的一些犹太人跟着她来。
And how they were in deep sorrow.
他们也非常的伤心。
Somehow the Lord's heart was touched.
在这个里面，耶稣的心被他们感动了。
And interesting enough, at that point, we find the shortest verse in the Bible.
在这边我们看见圣经里面所记载最短的一节经文在这个地方。
And that verse was Jesus wept.
在里面就四个字，耶稣哭了。
Somehow in seeing death.
在这个地方让我们看见死。
And how, what sin had done to man.
这罪对人所有的功他的厉害的地方。
And the sorrow that death caused of those around the person dying.
这然后那个悲哀就产生在这些死亡周围的人的心里面。
Somehow our Lord was grieved.
在这个地方让我们看见耶稣心里面也伤痛。
And how he wept.
所以他的哭了。
And as he was touched.
在他里面被这些人所感动。
He somehow not only saw the death of Lazarus,
在这边他不只是看见拉撒路死了而已,
but he saw the death of mankind.
在这看见死进了人的里面,
of how every man on this earth would have to go through the same experience.
所以在世上每一个人都要经历这一件事情就是死。
So the Lord set out to raise Lazarus from the dead.
所以耶稣在这后面就把拉撒路从死里复活。
And we know, what the Lord did, and he said, Lazarus, come forth.
你知道圣经里面是怎么讲的吗？是讲的刚刚记载，就是说耶稣就吩咐拉撒路出来。
It was good, he said, Lazarus, come forth, or else much more than Lazarus would probably come forth.
这很高兴，拉撒路你出来，拉撒路出来。
But the comforting thing was, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth.
在这边讲的一件事情就是，耶稣说拉撒路你出来。
Now, I don't know if you remember, but earlier in the chapter, the Lord told his disciples,I go to wake up Lazarus.
你记得你不晓得你们还记得在前面的里面，耶稣说他要把拉撒路从死里叫醒。
And when the Lord said Lazarus come forth,
当耶稣说拉撒路你出来
，According to the Lord Jesus, he was waking him up.
在耶稣这边来讲，他只是把他叫醒而已。
The wonderful thing about this is that one day.
当然，更重要的一件事情就是有一天
，If the Lord tarries.
如果耶稣
迟延，
耶稣单言，
and we all pass away.
我们都死了。
Our assurance is that one day the Lord will say what He said to Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth.
我们心里面都有一个盼望，就是像耶稣对拉撒路说的这句话，拉撒路你出来。
The Lord will say, so and so, come forth.
耶稣也对我们当中人说，你张三李四，你出来。
And meaning he's waking up, he will wake us up.
是这件事情就代表的就是说，有一天我们会叫醒。
So this is the resurrection.
这就是复活。
Okay, so this is the second story.
这是在伯大尼这个家里面发生的第二件故事。
And then the third story.
但是还有另外一个故事发生在这个家里。
It's right after that, in John chapter 12.
让我们翻开来，约翰福音。
In verse 1,
第一节,
Jesus therefore 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving. But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who was intending to betray him, said, Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor people? Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. Jesus therefore said to him, Let her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with me, but you do not always have me.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那里伺候耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿了一斤极贵的真拿达香膏，抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊， 常取其中所存的。耶稣说犹太吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人与你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
So again we see a picture of the family.
然后我们这边看到一个家庭的一个图案。
And Martha was there serving.
马大在那边伺候。
Mary of course, Lazarus was there reclining at the table.
拉撒路也在与耶稣一同坐席的人当中。
Isn't it a wonderful thing?
这是不是一件很美好的一件照片呢？
Just a few days before, Lazarus was reclining in the tomb.
就是几天以前，拉撒路还躺在坟墓里。
But now he was reclining at the table with the Lord.
但是今天他跟主耶稣一同坐席。
And then Mary took a pound of very costly perfume.
这时候玛利亚就来拿一斤非常贵的真拿达香膏。
Actually, worth 300 denarii. A denarii was a day's wages.
这个价值多到什么地步呢？就是像三百个
denarii
是一个计算的公式。那 denarii 公式就像我们今天一天的工价。
So actually, that perfume cost a year's worth of wages.
这就好像那个玛利亚拿的那一斤香膏值多少钱呢？就值我们一年的工价。
Well, even if it's minimal wage today, that would be $12,000.
就拿今天的最低工资来讲的话，它大概值12,000块。
But somehow Mary wasted it upon the Lord Jesus.
但是在这边我们看见玛利亚就把那瓶香膏打破，放在高耶稣的脚。
And of course Judas thought that was a waste.
当然我们这边看见犹大觉得，哎呀，这真可惜啊。
But somehow the Lord Jesus.Understood that Mary understood what was in the heart of the Lord.
在这边，耶稣知道玛利亚做这件事情，他的心，他知道耶稣的心意。
You know, even the disciples that were closest to the Lord.
虽然这些门徒跟耶稣很亲近
，most of them did not realize that he had to die.
但是大多数的门徒都不知道他将要死。
But somehow Mary understood and did this thing.As a preparation for the Lord's burial.
但是在这地方，我们看见玛利亚这个人，她知道主耶稣有要死，要为他们死，所以她在这边为他所预备。
So the picture that we see was Mary understood what was going to happen.
所以在这边让我们看见玛利亚这个人，她知道将要发生的事情。
Why was it that she understood what was going to happen?
她为什么会知道呢？
It was because she was often found seated at the Lord's feet.
那是因为她常常坐在耶稣脚前听他讲。
So she understood the purpose of God.
所以她知道神的心意。
That's why she did this ahead of time.
所以在这个地方，她在事情还没发生之前就已经做了。
You remember when the Lord Jesus actually died, many of the women came, to do the same thing.
你知道，在耶稣后来在钉十字架死了、葬了，有许许多多的妇人做同样一件事情。
But when they came, the Lord had already already risen.
当这些妇人想要拿膏来膏主耶稣的时候，主耶稣已经离开了，已经升天了。
So it was too late.
那已经太晚了。
So what do we see here from this story of Bethany?
在我们这地方，我们在这里看见伯大尼发生这件事情，对我们什么意思呢？
Here we have three people.
这边有三个人
，Mary，
玛利亚
，and we know that what she loved to do was to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus to hear him speak。
玛利亚这个人，她愿意坐在主耶稣脚前听他讲道。
When she came to talk to the Lord about her brother, she fell at his feet。
当她来到主耶稣面前，跟耶稣讲说拉撒路死了的时候，她这个人是伏在耶稣脚前。
She understood the heart of God when no one else did。
他这个玛利亚这个人是能够了解主心意，比任何人都了解。
That's why she poured that perfume that's usually prepared for burial or prepared for a wedding and at the Lord's feet.
所以他会愿意把那个香膏的有两个目的，either是或者是在婚礼的里面来膏新娘，或者是在丧礼的里面来膏那个死人的。
And he wiped his feet with her hair.
他把这个香膏打破，抹在耶稣的脚上，用自己的头发去擦。
So that was Mary.
这个人叫做玛利亚。
Martha.
马大呢
？She loved to serve.
马大这个人喜欢服侍，喜欢侍奉。
And loved to serve the Lord.
愿意服侍神。
And then we have Lazarus.
然后最后我们看到一个人叫做拉撒路。
And we know that he was raised from the dead.
我们知道拉撒路从死里复活。
And on account of him being raised from the dead,
从死里复活这件事情,
we know that the Jews from that day on wanted to kill the Lord Jesus.
当我们看见,当拉萨路从死里复活的犹太人就聚集商议要杀耶稣。
But Lazarus, the only reason is because Lazarus was reclining at the table with the Lord.
但重要的,唯一的理由,是因为拉萨路与耶稣一同坐席。
So what did Lazarus speak of?
拉萨路这个人所讲述的是一件什么样的事情呢?
Lazarus spoke about the testimony of death and resurrection.
拉萨路这个人所代表的,在众人当中他讲述一件从死里复活的事实。
So because of his testimony, they wanted to kill the Lord Jesus.
就是因为这样,这件事情在众人当中显现,所以犹太人要商议要杀耶稣。
So we see that they were three very simple people.
当我们这边看到, 这边有三个非常简单的人,
yet the Lord Jesus loved to be in their midst.
但是耶稣基督却愿意住在他们当中。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
isn't it interesting?
这是不是一件很奇妙的事呢?
That this very simple place,
在一个非常简单不华丽的一个地方,
actually, I don't think Mary and Martha and Lazarus would have been known any other way.
我不相信在其他地方或其他的人认识马大、玛利亚、拿撒路。
Other than the Lord Jesus went to visit them.
但是耶稣基督却愿意常常来看看他们。
But somehow they touched the heart of the Lord Jesus.
因为这三个人在某一些方面能够摸到耶稣的心。
So we know that when the Lord Jesus came,
当我们知道耶稣基督来,
he was looking for a place to dwell.
他寻找一个可以安歇的地方。
Now you know that when the Lord Jesus came, he went to Jerusalem.
当耶稣基督来,他进入耶路撒冷。
Now Jerusalem was to be a place where the temple of God was.
耶路撒冷应该是神的殿的地方,应该是神居住的地方。
That's the place where the sacrifices were offered.
这是地方是献祭的地方。
Where the priests were.
这是祭司所在的地方。
Where the purpose of God should have been fulfilled.
这是应该神的心意在这边得到彰显的地方。
So of course when the Lord Jesus came, he would enter into Jerusalem.
我们主来了,一定会进入耶路撒冷。
The whole city of Jerusalem should have been prepared to receive the Messiah.
耶路撒冷这个城应该是预备好了承接主要带来的地方。
Because that's the city that bore the name of God.
那个城是神所命的城。
But what do we find here?
但是我们在这边所看见的是什么呢?
That when the Lord Jesus came to his own,
当耶稣来到他, 来到这个地方,
those who are his own did not receive him.
来到他的地方,
these are the people that should have understood that this was the Messiah.
这些人应该从心里面应该明白这是来的是弥赛亚。
They should have understood that the presence of God has finally returned.
他应该知道神的同在就在这个时候总算来了。
Because we know that even though the temple was there at that time,
你看我们让我们知道, 就算是圣殿在那个地方仍然是在耶路撒冷,
the Ark of the Covenant was not even in the Holy of Holies.
但是约柜却已经不在那个至圣所里。
The presence of God was no longer there.
神的同在已经不在那个地方了。
But yet, when the Lord Jesus came,
当耶稣基督再来的时候,
he was the living Ark,
他是一个活的约柜,
who speaks about the presence of God,
他这个人所代表的是神的同在,
as he came into Jerusalem,
当他进入耶路撒冷,
that should have been place he should have been welcome.
这个地方是应该是接待他的地方,
but yet, they rejected him.
但是这个地方却不接待他,
so what do we see here?
当我们这边看到什么呢?
Let's read in Mark chapter 11.
让我们看看, Mark chapter 11?
Yeah.
马可福音第十一章
and verse 9
马可福音第十一章第九节
Those who went in front and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.
前行后随的人都喊着说, 何萨那, 奉主名来的是应当称颂的。那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的。高高在上和下那。Jesus
entered Jerusalem and came into the temple, and after looking around at everything, he left for Bethany with the 12, since it was already late.
耶稣进了耶路撒冷,入了圣殿,周围看了各样物件,天色已晚,就和十二个门徒出城,往伯大尼去了。
Now, these people thought, some of them thought that he was the Messiah. So they prepared a way and said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So Messiah was going to enter into Jerusalem. But what did the Messiah do when he entered into Jerusalem? The Bible says he looked around.
圣经这边告诉我们, 他看了四周,
and,
看了物件,
and then he left for Bethany. Somehow there was nothing that held the Lord in Jerusalem. This place that should have spoken of the center of the work of the purpose of God.
耶路撒冷这件,
with such rich religious tradition,
这里面满了宗教里面所有的遗传,
that what people did was supposedly according to the word of God.
这些人住在耶路撒冷的人所做的一切事情就是应该按照神所吩咐的,
yet when the Lord came,
但是这我们在这边看到主来了,
he looked around,
他看了各样的物件,
and he left for Bethany.
他离开,
so in verse 12 it says, on the next day when they had left Bethany, he became hungry.
所以第十二节,第二天他们往从伯大尼出来,
seeing at a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it, and when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples were listening. And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered in the temple, and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple. And he said, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a robber's den.
远远地看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找到什么，到了树下竟找不到什么，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候，耶稣就对树说，从今以后，有没有人吃你的果子？他的门徒也听见了，他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱的人的桌子，和卖鸽子人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从店里经过。 便教训他们说，经上不是记着吗？我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使他成为贼窝了。Now
we here see a contrast.
但我们这边看到一件很强烈的对比。Now
in the Bible, the fig tree always speaks about the house of Israel.
在圣经里面，无花果永远是代表着以色列的家。But
interesting, if you know the word Bethany,
很有趣的一件事情，如果你知道伯大尼这个字所当初的所代表的意思，
it actually means the house of figs.
这个意思呢是无花果之家。
And there's another place that the Bible speaks of, it's called Bethpage.
有另外一个地方叫做伯法奇。
And that place means the house of unripened figs.
伯法奇呢，是意思就是没有熟的无花果的家。So
we know that somehow Bethany can be interpreted as the house of mature figs.
所以在这边我们看见伯大尼这个地方，所意思就是一个成熟无花果的家。So
how did the Messiah interpret Jerusalem?
弥赛亚如何来看耶路撒冷呢？
He interpreted as a fig tree that did not bear figs.
当主来的时候看见无花果，看见耶路撒冷，他的心里面看见的是一个没有结果子的无花果树。The
Lord Jesus came looking for fruit.
耶稣进入来这边来寻找果子。Something
that reflected the heart of God.
这边反映了神的心。But
when he came to Jerusalem,
当他来到耶路撒冷,
all he found was leaves.
所有他所有找到的不过就是叶子而已。So
that picture of that fig tree,
这个无花果所代表的,
represented what he saw in Jerusalem.
就代表着他所看见的耶路撒冷的光景。
And somehow he could find nothing that satisfied him.
在这耶稣里面，他找不到一件事情能够满足他心的。
Nothing that bore any fruit.
没有一件事情是个结果子的。
And that's why the Lord Jesus left it and went to Bethany.
所以这就是为什么主来到耶路撒冷看了之后，他就离开了，回到伯大尼。
The house of mature figs.
他来到的一个是一个成熟的无花果的所在的地方。
So somehow Bethany touched the heart of the Lord Jesus.
所以在这个地方我们看见伯大尼摸着神的心。
We see the contrast here.
我们看见这个强烈的对比。
This one place is full of tradition.
一个地方所满了了传统遗传。
And a place that should have been surrounded by the purpose of God.
那个地方应该要满了神的目的，神的心意的地方。
And yet, our Lord could not find anything there.
但是在那个地方，神却找不到一件事情。
But we find this other place, a simple home.
但是在我们在另外一个地方，却看到一个很简单、很单纯的一个家。
Just Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
只有马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路三个兄弟姐妹。
But somehow, they captured the heart of the Lord.
但是在那个里面，他抓到了神的心意。
Because whenever the Lord would come to Bethany,
所以每一次当神来到耶稣基督来到伯大尼的时候，
He would find a place of rest.
他找到了一个地方，他也得到安息的地方。
A place he felt comfortable.
他找到一个地方，他能够就是舒适的地方。
A place he could call home.
那个地方他可以称那个地方成为他的家的地方。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
My burden this morning is this.
今天我早上的负担是这样子。
Are we a Bethany for the Lord?
我们是不是在神心里面的伯大尼呢？
It's very simple.
很简单。
Actually, it's just the attitude of Mary.
很简单，就是玛利亚的心。
The service of Martha.
马大的服侍。
And the testimony of Lazarus.
拉撒路的见证。
Actually, simply speaking.
简单的讲。
You know, we always talk about what the church is.
我们一直在提到说教会是什么呢？
Actually, the church ought to be a home for God.
教会就应该是神的家。
Actually, very simply speaking,
我们简单的说，
the church that is after God's own heart,
教会是应该是彰显神心意的地方，
is nothing but those that have an attitude like Mary.
在这个里面，我们应该看得见有玛利亚的心。
To be seated at the Lord's feet.
坐在耶稣的脚前。
To be able to listen to him speak.
能够听见他的话，听见神的话。
It's so easy for us to be caught up in the busyness of life.
我们常常为世上的事情忙碌。
And we become like Martha.
我们好像就成为马大一样。
And we may even be doing the right things.
我们可能做的是对的事情。
We may even be serving brothers and sisters.
我们可能在侍奉服侍弟兄姊妹里面。
Or maybe we are serving, being faithful in our families.
或者是我们在家里面，我们很忠心的服侍我们的家人。
Or even at work.
或者在我们的工作里面。
But somehow we do not hear the voice of the Lord.
但是是不是我们在这忙碌里面，我们没有听见神的声音呢？
And as we miss that voice from the Lord,
我们忘记了听听那神的声音。
We miss out what is God speaking to us.
我们失去了那个神的话语。
Well, can we be like Mary?
我们可不可以像玛利亚一样
？Seated at His feet.
我们愿意坐在主耶稣的脚前。
Understanding His heart.
能够明白神的心。
When no one else realized that the Lord needed was going to die.
当别人不知道主耶稣要上十字架为我们罪死的时候，
Mary was able to pick that up from hearing God's voice.
但是玛利亚却能够从主耶稣的话语里面能够知道这是神来的目的。
And that's how then she expressed herself in worship unto the Lord.
这就是为什么她能够在那个地方能够侍奉神，能够敬拜神。
Something else about Mary.
这里面有一点事情让我们提到玛利亚。
She understood her place and the place of the Lord.
他明白他所在的地位，他也明白神的地位。
When you know the heart of God,
当你认识神的心的时候，
or when you see God,
或者你遇见神的时候，
we realize how sinful we are.
我们就明白我们是有罪的人。
Then our place is nowhere but at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
我们 在世上没有一个地方除了我们能够俯伏，我们应该要俯伏在神的面前。
So that's why Mary always found herself at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
所以在圣经里面让我们看见玛利亚一直是坐在耶稣脚前或者俯伏在耶稣脚前这件事情。
She understood her place.
她明白她所在神面前她所在的位置，不过是像低微的在脚前一样。
But then it doesn't mean that we no longer serve.
但是不是代表说我们不要再服侍。
We need to have the service of Martha.
我们需要有马大的服侍的心。
But that service must come out of our first sitting at the feet of the Lord.
但是在这个地方让我们知道说，那个服侍的里面是必须先在神面前听神的话。
Then we can serve much better.
然后我们能够服侍的更多，更合神的心意。
Not only that.
不只是这样的而已。
Our testimony ought to be the testimony of death and resurrection.
我们的见证里面应该有死里复活的见证。
The principle of our life ought to be the principle of death and resurrection.
我们的生命的目的是能够在众人面前见证死里复活。
So the mark of the cross ought to be on us every day.
所以在十字架上的记号应该在我们的生命里面每一天都能够彰显出来。
Somehow that as death is realized in us, life can be realized in others.
然后我们知道说是罪从我们身上罪从我们身上死从我们身上发出，生命从我们从别人身上出来。
Can we see each other as more important than ourselves?
我们可不可以看别人比自己重要？
Can we deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow the Lord?
我们可不可以否定我们自己，然后把我们自己钉在十字架上？
So that is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
The testimony of Lazarus.
这见证就是拉撒路的见证。
So just these three simple people.
就是这三个很简单的人。
But somehow they touched the heart of God.
但是就是就是三个简单人，但是他们能够摸到神的心。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
can we do the same?
我们可不可以做一样的事情呢？
Can this be a reality in our lives?
我们可不可以让这三个人能够成为我们生活中的实际呢？
This ought to be a reality in our lives personally.
在我们的生活里面是应该成为一个实际。
But also in our family life.
不只是在我们的生命里面是这样，在我们的家庭也是要这样子。
Is our family a place where the Lord can feel welcome?
我们的家是不是能够成为神愿意来住在我们当中的地方？
Or somehow the Lord needs to do this.
或者是在我们家里面，神来到我们家里面，他只有把耳朵捂起来。
Is it a place that he can find rest?
是不是在我们家里面，神能够找到一个安息？
Is it a place of peace?
是不是在我们的家里面，神能找到那个？平安,
a home where he can find a people that understands his heart.
在这个地方他可以称为这个家，这个家能够明白他的心意。
But can this also be a reality in our church life?
这个事情也是不是也能够成为我们教会这个实际呢？
Can we learn a lesson from Jerusalem?
我们可不可以从耶路撒冷学一个教训？
It's so easy for us we may have a very rich tradition.
我们很容易在宗教的遗传的里面可能很丰富。
But is the presence of the Lord there?
但是神的同在是不是在这里呢？
Is this a place where the Lord Jesus would feel comfortable in?
是不是在这个地方神耶稣基督能够觉得很舒适的在我们当中居住呢？
So just as a conclusion,
我做一个简短的结论。
When the Lord was going to be ascended,when he was going to ascend into heaven.
当耶稣基督要升天的时候，
and we can find that in Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章，
and verse 50.
第五十节。
And it says, as he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them,He parted from them and was carried into heaven.
耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。
And then Acts chapter 1. And verse 10.
使徒行传第一章第十节。
And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, Behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
So the Lord Jesus, when he ascended into heaven,
当耶稣基督升天到天上去的时候，
he led the people out to Bethany.
他领着这些人离开，到伯大尼。
So his face was facing Bethany.
他们是面对着伯大尼。
And his back was towards Jerusalem.
他们背对的是耶路撒冷。
So you know that when the Lord ascended,
当我们这边看到，我们知道，当耶稣升天的时候，
his back was towards Jerusalem.
他是背对着耶路撒冷。
His face was towards Bethany.
但他的却是面向的伯大尼。
And these two men said that as you see him ascend, he will also descend and come back.
当我们在使徒行传里面第一章，我们看到那两个穿白衣服人告诉加利利人说，他怎么样上去，他怎么被接升天，他将来怎么来，也是要这样来。
So we know that when the Lord returns,
当我们知道耶稣主再来的时候，
we know that his face will still be towards Bethany.
他的面仍然向着伯大尼。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
I hope this has become clear.
我希望这件事情让你成为一个很真实的。
That somehow Bethany was a special place in the heart of God.
这件真实、真切、很清楚的一件事情，就是伯大尼在神的心里面的一个重要的地位。
May we also have a heart to be a Bethany for the Lord?
我们是不是可以成为在我们心里有一个伯大尼是神很重视的？
Lastly, I'd just like to share a song with you.
最后我要跟弟兄姊妹分享一个伯大尼之歌。
I won't sing it. Don't worry.
Why not?
And this song goes like this. It's called the Song of Bethany.
这个歌呢是这样说的。
Jesus said to Martha, "Choose the better part."
耶稣对马大说，选择那上好的。
Come and sit before me. Listen to my heart.
来坐在我的脚前，听我的话。
Busy are your days filled with well-intended works.
你日子繁忙，满了所要做的，你心里面想要做的工作。
But enter into my rest, and then you'll truly serve.
来到我的安息的里面，这样你才能够真正的侍奉我。
Verse 2. Mary broke the spikenard, poured it at his feet.
玛利亚打破了那个玉瓶，把它浇在耶稣的脚前。
Others called it wasteful, but they could not see.
其他的人看见就觉得说多可惜啊，他们没有看见。
That he was the Christ and in death redeemed our lives.
这里是耶稣基督，他赦免了我，他他付上他生命的价，成为我们的赎价。
She wiped them with her hair, anointing him her king.
玛利亚用她的头发擦耶稣。高耶稣，高这个王。
Verse 3, Lazarus, come forth. I've come to set you free.
拉撒路出来，我要你出来，我让你得自由。
From the death that binds you, that the world may see.
这个死亡捆绑你，这个世界让这个世界能够看见。
I'm the resurrection, defeating sin and death.
我是那个复活的主。我打破了一切的罪和死。
The testimony of Jesus is life in victory.
我胜过了死亡，胜过了罪。这个耶稣基督的见证就是生命，胜利，得胜的生命。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Just three simple people in a humble home.
只是三个很简单的人在一个很单纯的家里。
But Jesus found his rest there.A place he called his own.
但是耶稣基督却在那个地方找到的安息，这个地方成为他所有。
This is what God's after, a home for his abode.
这是神所要的，神所寻找的就是一个家。
A heavenly tabernacle, a dwelling here on earth.
是属天的会幕，是住在这个地方，能够让他住在这个地上。
Jesus Christ our Lord, we're seated at your feet.
耶稣基督, 我们愿意坐在你的脚前。
We offer our lives before you and have this earnest plea.
我们献上我们的生命, 这是我们心里面的渴求。
That you'll find your rest in our feeble family.
愿意你在我们的家里面找到一个安息之处。
A heaven's true reflection, your home of Bethany.
这是天上真实的显现在我们这个家里面。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
好吧,我们一起祷告,我们低头有些祷告。
Lord, our prayer is that Bethany may be a reality in our lives.
主耶稣啊,何等巴望伯大尼成为我们生命当中的实际。
Lord, may we understand you like Mary understood you.
我们何等巴望我们这个人能够认识你像玛利亚的认识这么深刻。
To be often found seated at your feet, listening to you. Lord, that we may have the service of Martha. And we may have the testimony of Lazarus. That we others may often see the life of death and resurrection realized in our lives. Lord, may your Holy Spirit continue to interpret these words.
主啊,求圣灵再把这段话语在我们心里面向我们解开。May
you clarify what is unclear.
主啊,求你显明那些还不清楚的地方。Lord,
may you really use these words to speak to us and to change us.
主啊,求你用到今天早上的信息能够改变我们。Lord,
we thank you for these words. We pray in Jesus' precious name.
感谢你在我们当中所赐下的话语,奉耶稣基督的名祷告。